Brian and Tricia, we feel like we haven't done enough giving you an update on Operation Buzz Off Buzzards in a while.
Well, it's been a long time.
And it's been over a year since these black buzzards and turkey vultures started roosting on the tower that sits two doors down from Quixie. It's behind the old Quixie Studios.
Yeah, it is our tower.
Yeah.
And so they've been here more than a year, but we started addressing the issue because there were so many vultures. And anybody who drives through downtown E-Town or works down here or whatever on a regular basis, at some point you've seen them swarming around.
Oh, yeah.
So we, last year, on actually December 14th last year, I called Fish and Wildlife Services, and they directed us to the USDA Wildlife Department.
The Wildlife Department of the United States Department of Agriculture.
I did not know that this was a thing, that there was even a department of it until last year. And so we tried some techniques that they suggested to try to get the vultures to relocate off of the tower. Because having that many, I mean, sometimes there's up to 100 vultures. We didn't count all of them. We're estimating about 100 at times. So,
and that's extra strain on the tower. And then, of course, they have their leavings that they leave behind.
It's a nuisance. And so we've tried and tried. Well, some went away, so there weren't as many during the warmer months. Well, now they are back.
With a vengeance.
Oh, yes. So last week, I called the USDA department, our guy, and I said, hey, what else can we do? So we came up with a plan. At their suggestion, this is government approved, they suggested that they think the best plan of action is to do what is called an effigy. And they said to take a deceased vulture and hang it from the location where the vultures are a nuisance. So this is a program that the USDA does. So they brought us a deceased vulture that they had, and they had trapped it. They took care of all of that. They brought it up here. We have a tower climber, because you have to be certified to be able to do this. Not just anybody can climb a tower. So we get our guy to come and climb the tower with this vulture. And so if you have driven in downtown E-Town and seen a dead vulture hanging from the tower, it is okay. It is part of the plan, and we have had people calling the station concerned that they think this bird got trapped or got stuck, or, you know, it needs help. No,
it's
there
dead
on purpose.
Yeah.
And it is government approved. You know, we have been working with the government.
We
got the bird from the government. They were the ones that trapped them. So this is part of what they do. And we are learning a lot, because we didn't know that this was even something that they did. So, if you see a dead vulture hanging from the tower right here, two doors down from us, it's okay. We're aware. We know about it. And, well, we put it there.
This is like, seriously, some sort of Old West kind of thing. Like, we'll leave him behind as a message to the others, you know, no, not to come around here.
Well, and here's the thing. We did it, and we were just kind of sit back and wait and see kind of what happened. But we actually got a text that afternoon. It said, what is going on with the buzzards in downtown E-Town? Because they were so active that day. It literally did. As soon as that dead one arrived, it got the other ones. They started scurrying. And so there are still vultures on the tower, just not nearly as many. And they're up higher.
One weird thing we found out, although they are eaters of flesh, they do not devour their own kind.
Right. So as you drive by and you look at it, his name is Earl. He has been named. So Earl is hanging around.
Who named him Earl?
Well, I said that. He has to have a name. We can't just put him up there and not name him. I mean, I feel like he has to have a name. And so we all just kind of stood around. And so I asked Tim, the tower climber, I said, why don't you name him? You're the one that put him up there. You name him. He said, how about Earl? So Earl is hanging around on the tower. And we're aware. Hopefully it's helping take care of we're trying to relocate the other vultures to somewhere else.